Mahaprabhu is asked to maintain ease of mind, you please write to Bhagavan Krishna. So, this is the beginning of ecstasy, the bed for the conception. Ease of our conception is the bed, is the foundation of the structure, not the ecstasy of Ananda. And also, it is the Abhas, means what is Abhas?
Reflection.
Reflection. Abhas.
Semblance.
The laughter. Of Ananda. Outer coating. Shantarasa. Shanti. Jagat Shanti Ramantara. That marginal position. By living the association of Jandi Jagat. That we find peace. And the temperature is off the body. Fever, uneasiness, and temperature is gone, and ashanti, trouble, pain, off. Then there is possibility of making progress. That is risky. That is risky. So this my body school. So there is never danger to approach further. But the desperate, they enter the domain of eternal service. But rendering service, we do not lose, we gain. Want to make an adventure by self-dedication. Self-dedication, by giving, we receive something in the job, especially in the higher sphere, in the noble sphere. As much as we can give, we can get back more than that. Such a soil we shall try to live in and invest our fortune there. Apparently it is to give, serve. So much so as to sell one's own self. But really, we become gainers. The remuneration we get in form of love, inner attraction, the charm, we become gainers. To acquire a visa. In the beginning we have to sign as if we have to make some sacrifice for the country we are trying to enter into. But ultimately, after entering there, we enjoy so much facility, we don't want to come back. Forget the facility of the country. So not unscientific. Adhukshaya. Not Bhagavatam has expressed this idea, repeated this favorite word. about Narayana and Krishna. Adhukshaya, Ukkhaya, and the world of experience, sense experience, that is Ukkhaya. And Adhukshaya, and the transcendental Bhagavad get the world of experience under, always, below, Adhukshaya. Is Adhukshaya. All the world of your experience has been pushed down by that world. That is another world which has pushed down the world of your experience. That is Adhukshaya, the higher, the nobler world. And your world of experience, that is below. Adhukshaya. Ukkhaya. Ukkhaya means sense experience. Ukkha means indriya. Ukkha means eye. And in general, all the senses through which we find that we are in the midst of a particular world. Through the experience of our senses. And this world of sense experience has been kept down by another world. And that is the world of the Lord, Krishna. The finer world, nobler world. We want our business now to have a peace and to have entrance, admission into that world. This is a concrete thing. Concrete thing, our soul can feel it. Soul's eye, soul's ear can have full play in that area. But not this bodily eye, physical ear, etc. Touch, etc. So our higher inner and higher and more efficient self within, that can have a full play there. But that is a land of dedication. In the beginning we have to think and adjust. Die to the land of death by which we can live. Die to live. That is the motto, the slogan of that world. Die to live. As much as we can die in the present self, you will find that you are living so much happily and intensely. But that may be a hoax. But we are already experiencing that this world is the world of hoax. So we do not lose anything. পলাইতে পাশ নাই জম আছে দিচ্ছে কৃষ্ণনাম ভজবি আর সব নিচে প্রায় টু এন্টার ইন দি থ্রু দি সাউন্ড অ্যাসপেক্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন টু হিজ ওন হোম বিকজ what is non-Krishna, that is all false. Arsab Niche. Non-Krishna is falsehood. Polite Vatnai, if you avoid, the jaw of death is there to devour you. No other alternative. Either go to Krishna to save yourself, but on the other side, there is the jaw of death. Is there for you. You can't avoid. You can see. You are faced with the concrete fact. The death is there. So march on with the ambition of living in the home of Krishna. And you say, you have got experience, that is your home. So back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. Back to God, back to home. That was the English expression for Bhagavad. Rupert took it. And instead of God, he preferred to use the word of Godhead. Because God has got some relation, pardon, relation with the Christian conception. God means the conception of God as the Christian belief. So Godhead, that was preferably used by Guru Maharaj, Bhagavata, is the source of so such conception of God. And Swami Maharaj preferred that word, and he published back to Godhead. Godhead means understood that in the conception, in the foundation of the word Godhead, this sort of reason. The unity of God means the conception of God as it is given in Bible. Generally, the attention is drawn towards that. So Godhead, the abstract. The source of the conception of God, Godhead. So back to Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. Bhagavata. Yaha Bhagavata hite unye Bhagavata. The God characteristic, the root of all God characteristicness. God is the source of all sorts of different God conceptions. That is Swayam Bhagavan. God is. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. And that is all sweet. No grandeur. Not only the function of dealing with the criminals and the pious. That is relative position of God. In consideration with this world. But Swayam Bhagavan, as God is independent position and jurisdiction and function, master, lastings, Swayam Bhagavan. God, the conception of God that has got relativity with this mundane world, that is God function of Him. The most original function He has got, His independence, going on with His Lila. Anno Bhang. But the funny that is very similar to this one, Prakriti. So for the warning, the name has been given of Prakriti. So every possibility that we will find in him, this mundane characteristic. So the warning is always given to you. Don't think this. Don't mistake it for this mundane. It is very similar to mundane, but it is not mundane. It's only not mundane, but this is the highest conception of the most desirable realm. So knowledge has been classified under five heads of our knowledge. Pratyaksha, sense experience. Paroksha, the knowledge with recognition, which is not acquired by my own senses, but by the senses of others. Through the newspaper, I get so many news. This is happening there, this is happening there. And we accept that. Something like that. Paroksha, pratyaksha, paroksha. Experience of others. Then the third is aparoksha. Here we come to the difficulty. So what is that? This is specially accepted by Shankara, the highest. That when we are in sound sleep, at that time we cannot discern us that we have got an experience. But if we come down from the sound sleep, we awake, then we can feel that our sleep very peaceful. Sukamahamasvapsana, Upanishad says, the higher part of the Veda says so, that we were there and we had some sort of experience of peaceful experience. Otherwise, when we come down from that slumber, deep slumber, how can we say that I had a very good sleep and disturbed sleep? So some sort of conception must have been present there. This is aparoksha. Shankaracharya says, when complete withdrawal from the world of experience of either belonging to us or to others, we can resolve there in samadhi. That is the end of, highest end of life. And undisturbed and distributed, uncontaminated by the environment, that's the peace. That is our object of our highest aspiration. Buddha, Shankara, they all recommend the renunciation. They cannot but recommend this stage to be the highest. But successfully, the modern opposition came from Ramanuja first, and skillfully shows. He says about Yadokshaya. There is fourth stage, Turiya. Turiya means Turiya fourth stage. This is third stage, but we can pierce through, pass through that stage and find, have experience of another stage. That is Adokshaya. And how? Now we shall have an objective position there. We can enter as an object into a higher subjective area. We have to understand this. Then we can be free from this sahajyaihi, this Hiranyagarbha and others pray to that sahajyaihi. It is super subjective, and we can have experience of that one as an object. Super consciousness, the other side of Brahma Loka, the Turiya, its nature is, it is all subjective. Vaikuntha is prasiddhadi sakuli chinmoy. This Vaikuntha area, the Adoksha area, they are all conscious, and not only conscious of our type. We are what-type consciousness, tatastha jiva, and that is sarup shakti kandra, higher quality consciousness, and we are to enter there. Only if we can secure a job there, then we are giving admission for the interest of that domain. So dasya. From Santa Rasa, dasya, next dasya. If we can secure some service there, then we are allowed to enter that domain. That is all higher stuff made. Prithivi, that the earth, air, water, everything is there, but they are made of conscious stuff. Consciousness, not this mandir. And higher consciousness than we ourselves are made of. Soul consciousness, that higher consciousness, that's fine. So it is not a very easy thing, just like that. Fully conscious of the fact, we shall mold ourselves, then how we shall prepare ourselves, that we shall just as here, when any necessity of service invites me to put my foot on the throne of the Lord. The throne is there, duties are there. But if any service dress with mukut Krishna or anything on the ceiling of this throne, to serve, suppose any this makoshaki, porcupine, what is that? Some service is necessary, that I must put my foot on the throne and remove that difficulty. Then what should we do? We have to pose in such a way that we have to go there and to do the service and come back and then honor the throne and then we shall find. So the very soil is venerable and we have to enter there. Why? Only for the cause of service to the Lord. This should be the temperament of entering into Vaikuntha. It is not a very easy thing. The subject, super subject, comes down to touch the subject. Suppose there is an insect, an ant. I can touch it. But if I take the finger, the ant, it is not easy for the ant to touch me, to get my tongue. I can easily touch an worm, an insect, but it is not very easy to have my touch for them. So, higher subject can come down to give his touch to the lower subject, subjective existence. But it is difficult for the lower subjective party to have touch of the higher. So, only seva, service, can give us facility to enter that domain. Service. So, now I to live. Hegel said, is a very good man. He has supplied the basis, very strong basis. So your enjoying aspect must have to go. You have to bid goodbye to your exploiting temperament forever. And the serving aspect of you are within, and it will fulfill in that side quite naturally. That aspect is within us. Who can work in that field? That is within us. They are very happy when they get some service. And for that, as much as intense desire within the service, he can move there freely. Only for service, rendering service. No exploitation. All service and no exploitation. Who had that?
Nambala.
Okay.
Moy.
Mani bhuche tahi jamma nahi pa. All the materials, evidence in Vaikuntha, they are all made of contrast. Soul production, super soul production. This mundane thing cannot have their bath in their kingdom. Sattu can enter into the God, but God cannot enter into Sattu. The electricity can pass through everything, but art cannot pass through the electricity. Nine. Oganda or materials?
So, aparoksha means something automatic. Automatic, but not recognizing the source.
Yes, because no power of assertion can be retained there. Neither exploitation nor service to be exploited, dedication between the two, this marginal place. And that is again of divided into two, Viraja and Brahmaloka. Lower side is Viraja, the Bhajya Prakriti. And the upper side is Brahmaloka. Viraja is the last point of Prakriti, and Brahmaloka is the beginning of the Vaikuntha. Buddhist school, their margin, they are made one in Viraja. In the last verse of Prakriti, they have no faith of any conscious substance. But Shankar school says they admit a background of consciousness all around. So they are Brahmanidba. They enter into conscious area and then they are finished. Loses their individuality there. Cannot keep their individual characteristic there. But here, those sadhu that have got sukriti of higher type, they pass through Brahmaloka but does not lose their individuality there. Viraja Brahmaloka bhedi parabhum paaye. Upuya Bhagavad Vata Brahmanda Bhedi Jai Viraja Brahmaloka Bhedi Parabhum Paaye Tabe Jai Tadupari Guru. It depends on the nature of the Sukriti. That Krishna Bhakta comes to preach here, and if we can acquire some Sukriti in their connection, the progress won't stop in Viraja and Brahmaloka. Pass through that marginal position. The visa is there already. Already some visa in any form there. So the passport only takes to the buffer area. Buffer area. There's some sort of visa. Probability of acquiring visa must be there, so they can they do not lose their progress there and they go to take visa passing the no man's land. Because what they acquired, the seed of progress, therein that Goloka or Vaikuntha conception in subtle form is there. Sukriti, nature of Sukriti. The mantram, the naam, the quality of confidence in naam. Mayavadi, they also take name, but that is all material. But those that get then to the partner that then some sort of knowledge and the subject that Vaikuntha, like homeopathy medicine in the name, that helps him. What sort of guru he has got, the sound. Sound is the external aspect, this physical sound. But internally, what is deposited there in the sound? So imitation sound don't do anything, can't produce anything. So Sadguru is necessary. We must take mantram, name from a real, from the real party, not from a bogus party. So that we have to pass through that Virya Brahmaro and even Parabhom. Even Parabhom. We will be taken to different stations in Parabhom, giving some sort of satisfaction for 2 days. Even some dissatisfaction and hardness, necessity we feel to go out. In this, Sanatana Goswami has shown the line of progress what we are expected to do in Parabhom until and unless we reach the Goloka, Krishna Loka, the man who has got Krishna Mantra here, he can't be satisfied anywhere. But when he reaches Brajo, oh, this is my home. This is the place for which I was earnestly searching for. This plane, this soil, very, very convenient. This is my home, you will see. Well, grave her devotees, never venture to say that I am there. I have got that within my fist. And when the fist will be opened, there's something matter. This is far, far more independent world. The soil is higher than I myself, made up of the star. I am myself is constructed by some sort of stuff. But where I shall have to go to search, that is more and more valuable and higher consciousness. It is important. So the Maya body is there, beating drums for immensity, liberation all this. And the Krishna says, one gets me in the beginning, does not disclose that there is my domain, my different layers in my domain, all considered as he himself. Acharyam mam vijaniya, you know your acharya guru as myself. This is approximate. That those, my mind, that domain is almost myself, identical with me. They are as pure, they are as fine, as desirable as myself. Saruswati, yata. The Saraswati is included in himself. And in this way it has been preached in the Vedas in many places. The whole Saraswati is that Man Saranam Vraja. Sarvadharmam Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Mam means enter my domain, not enter his body. So, in a general way, the whole Saraswati has been represented by himself in many places. Brahma, Parabrahma, Vasudeva, then Narayana, this way, the clear and further, subtler conception is growing. Iti Chansa Kalatmisa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Sapujala Raghavata Gaudhava Bhangi So, humility is our capital there. As much as I say, no, I have no hold here, I am no one here. I am fully at their grace, is what I do. Wherever you go to yourself, no, this is my position. You will be touched down, and down. That is the journey. Then again, that is some yogamaya vimam, that is another thing. But the general tenor of life that we have no higher, no right, no position, it is only by the sweet will that I can move and live here. Depends on the sweet will. The position of a slave, then the master can make or mar. The position of a slave. And as much as I shall realize my position to be a slave, I will be so much adored there. And opposite is dangerous. There? Janar Vishuni Kena Tarur Vishwishnana Amanina Mahanurina Kitunina Salahari. No prospect from rather we are asked to be all negative, all abnegation, no assertion of any right. Not to be funny, think yourself lower than the grass, your position. Tarur Vishwishnana. There is another Vishuni, the blade of grass is very soft, does not get any opposition, does not give any opposition to anyone. Blade of grass. Any pressure going down, no opposition. Still, any aggression comes to you, or as the tree, if it's cut down, still it does not take any speech of retaliation. Rather, it is giving the shadow, the man who is cutting it. Tarura Vishwishnana, more than a tree, prepare yourself to be for bearing. It is not an easy thing, but the how to take the man, the process is recommended such way. Janarupi Sunit, non-opposing Sunit, Tarurupi Saishnu, for bearing to the highest, Amani Manada. Don't want any respect, any recognition. Don't demand any recognition, but give recognition to all around you. With this attitude, you can retire from the present circumstance very easily. If you can really have such a posing, then the present environment can't can't continue this position over you any longer. And your fate will be to blame the mind. Take the name and don't disconnect. Allow yourself to be disconnected. But your attitude will be this. So, in no time you will be able to avoid dependence of consciousness, to make yourself free from all the past views you have incurred in while studying in this world of nothing. Pamanina manodina kishanina sadahari. This is the general recommendation. Don't get any special. You do for the service of the higher Vaishnava, then you can apply yourself, use yourself in his favor, as he likes you to do. That is a special sanction. General law is this, and there is special law that if an agent comes from higher domain and he recommends any special prescription for you, you can take that. The patient benefit. General prescription is this, and the patient may come for you particularly from any higher agency. But the Vaishnava, you have, this will add to your progress. Whatever you have, that is for the service of the Vaishnava, if you find anyone here. Krodh bhakta desijane, madhur krishna gunagane, kham krishna karmatpane, yat karushi jadasnahi, tatkurushya madatpanam. In your lower stage, you may take to this policy, in general. And in higher stage, if you meet any real devotee, his instruction for to be applied in particular case. In other words, if you meet any general case for all, but particular case, maybe. May I come to us from the direction of the Vaishnava to be him, unconditionally, surrender. That is another thing. Hanuman is giving so many demands, but he is a pure devotee.